Good morning, good afternoon, good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's your boy Dylan Kelly here, founder of Wavebreak, host of the Wavebreak podcast. At my company, Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their revenue from email marketing. And I'm releasing this episode today, a day late, because I know how busy Black Friday and Cyber Monday is for Shopify entrepreneurs like yourself. And I wanted to give you a little bit of a break, right? I didn't want to overwhelm you with another thing to do on Cyber Monday. But anyway, I really hope that you broke records. I hope that everything went well. I hope that your email campaigns killed it. And I just hope that overall, like, your Thanksgiving and your holiday was good and relaxing and enjoyable, and hopefully you got some time to kick back and relax with family and you weren't working the entire time. But yeah, today we're going to ease back into the podcast with just a quick, short little episode, and I'm going to be talking about Black Friday email marketing, what worked and what didn't, the lessons learned there, and specific real world examples from my client base and what we experienced, what we saw, what we did. So without further ado, let's just hop into this episode. First things first, the first thing that worked was starting Black Friday early. So this is something that you've probably seen a lot of retailers do. You might have even done it yourself, but basically you beat everybody to the crowded inbox by starting your Black Friday sale, whether it's a few days early or an entire week early. What we saw with clients is, like, it didn't matter if we started the sale on Black Friday, if we started it on Thanksgiving, or if we started it a week before. What we saw was that first email about Black Friday usually did about the same or better as it would have if we sent it out on Black Friday, which means as you keep sending and the days keep going, what we saw was, like, we ended up generating more revenue because we had more time to send more emails. Now, what did happen is, and it always happens, is as the sale goes on, especially if you do something like where you're decreasing the offer. So in the beginning, you might start with 25% off for Black Friday. And then for Cyber Monday, you kind of you decrease the offer a little bit, maybe you bring it down to 20%. Like, we did notice that the results kind of seem to, obviously in the beginning, there's a lot more power. So you're going to want to hit harder in the beginning, just because that's when the offer is fresh and people haven't really seen it yet. And you really want to drill it in. But as time goes on, you are going to see things, just the emails aren't going to perform like they did the first time. And that makes sense, right? People have been, now they're also getting emails from other brands. And it just makes sense. So starting early, it definitely worked. Next year, if you're taking notes for next year on what to do, definitely start early. You don't have to start on November 1st like some brands do. I definitely think there needs to be a balance, because if you start way too soon, what happens is now your offer has become stale by the time people are in their peak buying mode, which is, well, around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, right? That's when people in their head, even if they're not thinking about it, that's when they're most likely to spend money on this. So you want to start early, but not too early. Some good times to start seem to be like the week before Black Friday, as well as early on the week of Black Friday, or even Thanksgiving. So those are some good times, and that's what we noticed among our client base. And when we're talking about the Wavebreak client base, it spans across tons of different industries and demographics and age groups. So it's literally all different stuff. So when I'm speaking from this, the advice is really all encompassing. So obviously, with all advice in marketing, especially email marketing, what you need to do is not take any word that I say as just, you know, the one single way to do something. When it comes to marketing, anybody who tells you this is the one single way to do it is a liar. And you really, it comes down to all marketing, and you've probably noticed this from your Facebook ads and from figuring out what channels work for you, comes down to one thing and one thing only, and that is testing. Without testing, you don't get the data, and without the data, you don't get the facts. And without the facts, you can't make the right decision, because if you don't have the facts and you're just guessing, then you're not gonna, it doesn't work. That's not how marketing works. Marketing, especially in e-commerce, it comes down to dollars and it comes down to the data. And if you're going to take something that you learn from this podcast in any episode, the most important thing you can do is say, okay, I'm going to test this. Now I'm going to do this and it's going to work, because you don't know if it's going to work. You can make an educated guess, and you can learn from other people's experience, but at the end of the day, if it's going to work with your specific product, your specific customer base, so on and so forth, it has to be test it. And you might test it and it might work. That's how best practices happen, right? So you don't have to start from scratch, but just remember, not everything works for everyone, and that's okay. And the way you find out what does work for you is by testing. It's that easy. And so another thing, besides starting early, one other thing that worked really well and got insane click rates are emails that are vague. So they're vague and they're creating interest. So instead of saying, hey, here's our Black Friday sale, 20% off, super sale, shop now, you say something like, hey, listen, we just dropped our Black Friday sale. It's so insane. Click here to reveal the deal, something like that. A lot of brands have been doing this. I believe Loft does this a lot with their emails, not just on Black Friday, but if you want some inspiration, you can look them up and see what they're doing. But basically, instead of giving the discount outright, what you can do is just kind of make it a little vague. And what this does is it gets people to your website. And this is super powerful because they don't know what the offer is, they're not as likely to convert as the people who know exactly what they're getting, right? If they know, ooh, it's 25% off, they're a lot more likely to buy because they know what they're going in. There's some intent there beyond, you know, the curiosity. Whereas this curiosity, they're just kind of wondering like, ooh, what's the offer here? Like, what is this? Maybe I'll buy then, right? So they click and they get to your website. Now, so this traffic isn't going to convert as high as normal email traffic, but here is why this is so powerful. What it does is it gets them to your website. Why is that important? Because now you've pixeled them and you're going to follow them around during the most important time of the year, which is, well, you guessed it, November, December, Q4, holiday shopping season, right? So one thing you want to do with email, and a lot of people don't even understand this because they're so focused on getting the sale from the email, which is great, but for the people who don't buy, now they're in your retargeting, and that email is actually responsible for way more revenue than you think at first glance. So how to do this in practice? Great for your next sale. And like I said, test being direct about your sale and saying, hey, here's 25% off versus something like, hey, we're having this amazing, huge sale. Come check it out, see what it is, reveal the deal, that sort of thing. And I'm just riffing this off the top of my head, so that's not the best copy to use. But that is a good starting place, and that's a good campaign that you should definitely add to your repertoire to test in 2019. The third thing that worked really well, and this always works and it always surprises me, and that's sending multiple emails. So instead of just sending one big email, hey, here's our big sale, we send multiple emails. So we send them in the morning, we send them in the afternoon, we send them at night, so on and so forth. And how often you send them, you know, that comes down to personal preference as well as testing leading up to Black Friday and seeing what works well with your audience. But it's easy to get your emails buried no matter how good your subject line is. A lot of people, well, frankly, they're just getting hammered with emails from everybody. So you want to be sure to hit people at different times of the day. And one high level thing to also keep in mind is if you're hitting people, let's say at 11 a.m. in the morning and, you know, 8 o'clock at night, well, that's great. But if you do that every single day, you're basically reaching the same people. Maybe some people, you know, they check their email earlier. So what's cool to do and what I found works really well is, you know, kind of balancing things out. So if you send an email at 11 a.m. in the morning today, tomorrow you send your morning email a little earlier. If you send an email at night, you know, you balance it out so that you're really hitting everybody and you're not leaving any bases uncovered when it comes to your Black Friday sale, because you really can't predict people. That's the one thing that you can't predict, right? You can think, oh, I'm going to test this email marketing campaign, see how it does. And then people just completely just, you know, you get the data, like I've been talking about testing. This is turning into a testing episode. But you get the data, and now you can't argue with the data, and the people do something completely unexpected. And I'll give you a quick example of this. So the other day with a client, we were testing on, I believe it was abandoned cart emails. We were testing using countdown timers in them. It was a post-purchase email. We were testing using countdown timers. And what's hilarious is that, like, we had a fake countdown timer versus a real countdown timer, like one that actually counted down versus one that just kind of looked like a timer. And what actually was really surprising is that the countdown timer actually just performed exactly the same and slightly worse than the fake countdown timer we were using, which is crazy because you would expect, oh yeah, the countdown timer, it adds urgency and it creates this, you know, this timing in this person's head. And it's just like, it's funny because once you actually have the data, you realize like, Okay, now we have the facts. And I would have just assumed that the countdown timer did better, but it didn't. And so you want to make sure you're covering all the bases. You want to make sure you're testing everything. And you want to test leading up to Black Friday as well. You want to know at that point, like, what works? Do direct subject lines work? Do indirect subject lines work on your audience? And so on and so forth. And there's dozens and dozens of test ideas and things that you should be keeping in mind. Like, you shouldn't just be blindly sending all summer long. You should really start your preparation. And I said this on the podcast. You should really start preparing for Black Friday in July. And that sounds crazy. A lot of people can only think, you know, in the next week or the next 30 days. But the more you think about it, the more you can test and the better prepared you can come with a better offer and everything already planned and structured out. And the best sales and the best results come from those people who have planned their sales out for far in advance and they tested it before and they know what works and what doesn't. And moving on here with another thing that worked really well is sending to all subscribers. So something that I preach on this podcast all the time is to be emailing not just your entire list and blasting everybody, but only be emailing to engaged people. So people who have interacted with your email. This boosts your open rates, makes you look better in the eyes of email providers like Google because they see, oh, lots of people are opening these emails. This is a good person. So they're not going to put you in spam, which you don't want to get put in spam, which is just awful. And so, but the problem is this leaves a majority of your list just kind of like hanging out, right? And really, like, usually not that many people of your entire list are engaged, especially like if you, like a lot of clients who come to me, their list isn't super engaged just because they haven't been managing it well and doing the right things. And you really have to care for your email list and really nurture it every single week and even daily sometimes to really get it into a place where it is very engaged. So one way to do this, like I said, is just focusing on people who are engaged, right? And emailing these people who are engaged. But the problem is when it comes to Black Friday and it comes to Cyber Monday and you're sending these email campaigns, if you're just sending to your engaged list, you're leaving a large portion of your subscribers just, you're just leaving them in the dark. They don't even know your sales going on. And this is the time of the year when there's people on your email list who might only buy when there's a big sale. There's people who might only buy on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You have those people. You have those Q4 shoppers, right? They buy gifts. Like maybe they have no interest in your brand, but they're a gift giver, right? Man, I keep saying right. But they're a gift giver. So you want to make sure you're sending to everybody. So send your initial campaigns to all of your subscribers. And you have to be careful. You have to keep an eye on this because if you do this bad, you could risk ending up inside the dreaded spam folder, which is definitely the very last thing you want on Black Friday. But you also don't want to leave anybody to waste. So those are kind of like the four biggest takeaways that I had from Black Friday, Cyber Monday this year. Number one is start early, but not too early. And just making sure you're getting in the inbox early, beating the crowd, beating your competition, and but while maintaining your offer and keeping it relevant as the season goes on. Number two, being vague, not being super direct. Like directness works and it might even work better for your brand. Like I said, test it, but being vague and asking people to reveal a deal instead of just giving it to them straight up has proven to work extremely well. The third thing is sending multiple emails. This is something that if you've listened to any of my podcasts about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whether it's on my show or any other podcasts I've been featured on talking about this, I mean, at this point it's been, oh my goodness, it's been a lot. I can't even think of all of them to name on. That's kind of like my go-to topic to talk about because I'm an expert at it. But yeah, sending multiple emails is super powerful. And if you didn't do that last year, make a note to do that this year because you've left thousands of dollars on the table because of that. And the last thing is make sure you're sending to all your subscribers and not just your engaged lists when it comes to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, because you want to make sure everybody knows about your sale. This is the one time a year where it's time to let loose and just tell everybody and not hold back. So make sure that next year you take these lessons and take some time. You don't have to do it right away like it's Tuesday. Cyber Monday was yesterday, but take some time while it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday is still fresh to take some notes, jot some ideas down and save it in a Google Doc or something that you can go to, like set a reminder on your calendar in July of next year saying, hey, review this document and start prepping for Black Friday. And you're going to be miles and miles ahead of your competition. because that's what all of the most successful brands do. And it's not to say they don't pivot and they don't switch as they go on, but if the earlier you start, the easier everything is and the more successful you can be, especially if you take what you learned this year and you put it to use next year. So you don't have to guess and you don't have to wonder, ooh, is this going to do better or is this? But, and then you can create a plan for things you want to test as well leading up to it throughout the year. But anyway, that about wraps up this very special episode. Like I said, we're keeping it short this week as we ease back into the podcast after a very busy Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And next week, we're going to resume on Monday with a regular episode at the regular time, 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. I don't know that time in any other time zone off the top of my head. But speaking of Black Friday email marketing, if during Black Friday and Cyber Monday you realize that your emails could have been better, whether it was from a creative standpoint, strategic standpoint, or maybe it was just a ton of work and you want to take that work off your plate, at Wavebreak, we're currently booking clients for January and we have a completely done-for-you email marketing solution for Shopify Plus merchants. We come in and we basically become an extension of your team on the email side. We partner up with you on strategy, design, copy, everything down to pressing the send button. It's 100% all-inclusive. And like I said, we're currently booking clients for January and I have a call later today and calls tomorrow and it's filling up fast, and we're going to be filling those spots by the end of the year. So if email marketing is something that you want to turn into a top revenue driver for your brand in 2019, get the jump on it now. Go to wavebreak.co, apply for a free consultation. We'll hop on a call, you and me, Dylan himself. Yes, the host of this podcast, right? I know, right? You get to talk to me. I know it might feel like you already know me, but you can get to know me for real. And I'll let you know if you're a good fit because we don't work with everybody. But the brands that we do work with, we produce amazing ROIs for. I checked the other day and the average Wavebreak client ROI is 26x. So for every dollar they invest in Wavebreak, our average client makes back $26. And I have to ask you, like, where can you find an ROI like that? Like, imagine if you were doing that on your Facebook ads. Like, that's insane, man. It's just crazy. So go to wavebreak.co, apply for your free consultation today, and then we can hop on a call and get you scheduled to start the new year off right with solid email marketing strategy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this special podcast, little mini behind the scenes episode and you got value from it, please leave a review on iTunes and let me know. I love reading them and seeing people get value from the podcast. And I really appreciate every review. It helps the show a lot. But without further ado, I'm going to let you get back on with your day. I hope you had a successful Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and I wish you all of the best the rest of Q4. We'll be back to our regular episodes next week. That being said, I will talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your day.